That's a hot tune, man.
Thank you.
That's a real. No, thank that's a you. Slick tune. I mean, thanks, Jesus man. Christ, the changes in there and it's in all this, the shifts and
it's
everything.
It's in this weird 7/8 time, though. You know,
is but, that what it is?
Yeah, I, yeah.
Not being a musician, when guys start talking to me like in 3/4s and 6/8s, and I'm lost.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just totally
people just
lost.
Say, "Wow, sounds cool," but I'm like, "Really? It's in a weird time."
No, but it has the pocket groove, which really makes it work.
That's this ridiculous band I have on this
it's
record.
It's a great band.
Yeah.
Is this BD Lenz, by the way, is who we're speaking to. He has a website, just BDLENZ.com. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, man. Well, it ain't good. You ain't here.
Appreciate it.
It's the whole thing. Now, you a local cat?
I'm in Northwest Jersey.
Okay.
I'm in Hackettstown. But, you know, I mean, I play
do you
over.
Know the guys at NTI?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was on there a couple
good.
Months ago. Yep,
good.
Yep.
Yeah,
great
should
people
put you
there.
In touch. Do you know Greg Lewis?
I don't know Greg,
might,
but I know
yeah,
Mel,
he's a little
too.
More on the bluesy side, but he's got an open ear, and he might be kind to you. So
yeah, they're very good to me there.
It's a great station.
Yep, yep.
They're great, and they can do some nice things. We had some good fun with those guys, but go on.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a Jersey boy, but, you know, I play over, you know, New York, Jersey, PA. You know, we travel overseas. I mean, we're playing. We're out there.
That's great.
So,
that's
yeah,
great.
We're working hard.
That's not easy.
It's not, especially for the kind of music that we play. You know, it's not jazz. It's not blues.
No, it's
not,
like in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, which is where I usually like it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, I like when it all kind of collides together mm-hmm. when it works.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
you know,
exactly.
It's got to work, and this definitely worked. But you were telling me off air that, you know, the connection with Will Lee, I mean, came through the record label?
Yeah, wonderful. Label set this up. I mean, I had met...
You don't hear stuff like this much anymore, like where labels go out of their way to do things.
I well, mean, you know, I'm very lucky. You know, the guy who owns this label I'm on, which is Opry Records, you know, is really in it for the music, and, you know, he wanted to make a great
record.
Give him
a record. Shout-out.
Yeah, Steve Wilkinson, Opry Records, big shout-out. So he hooked it up for me. He hooked up basically the whole band. I mean, other than my regular guys who are also on here. But, yeah, so, I mean, I couldn't go
You're
wrong.
You have to deal with that.
Willie.
Go ahead.
Joel Rosenblatt on drums, who played in Spyro Gyra for, like, 10 years. Nick Rolfe was on piano. He's a Jersey guy, you know, amazing player. So, yeah.
That's great. That is great. Now, is this your first record, BD? I'm not sure.
This is number 6.
Oh, my God. Where have I been?
I know. I've been
well,
around
where have
a
you
while.
Been? One of us have been lost
I know.
In the shuffle.
Well, this is sort of, you know, this album's a big step for me, for sure.
Okay. This the first for this label?
No. This is number 4 on the label.
Wow.
But this is, you know, this great band and this whole big production. So I've been around. I've been doing this for a while.
Now, you tell me you're out a lot playing in the area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get out to play?
Last night, I was saying we were at Club Groove in the city, down the street from the Blue Note. Tomorrow we're doing New Year's at One If by Land, which is in the Village.
Okay.
But we played Jersey, you know, all over, everywhere you can imagine. We played it.
That's great.
So,
that
yeah.
is great. And of course, all this could be found at your website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
You do it there. Yourself? Or you
Everything's at my website.
Okay.
It's all there.
That's cool. That is cool. So how did you get started in this crazy business?
Well, you know, I went to school for music, and I went to Musicians Institute, which is in Los Angeles. And, you know, when I got out, I played in the terrible wedding bands and the whole thing to, you know, try to, quote unquote, make a living. But, you know, I decided I wanted to start something that I loved and, you know, very humble beginnings. But I've been doing this, like I said, for a long time, and it's really starting to come around, you know.
That's
and,
great.
I mean, I still do sideman work for other, you know, artists.
Why not?
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
like doing that kind of stuff?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
some
playing.
Guys do, some guys don't, right? There's like two schools to that.
I love
it's
it all.
They really love it or they don't.
I love it. I just love playing, you
okay.
know.
You look like you got that burning look in
yeah,
your eye.
That's all. No, that's my sickness.
Ah! No, I can see the stare through the sickness. And,
okay.
You know, no, I can see the stare. I mean, there is intensity there. There's no question about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm all about the music.
Now, when you go to Europe, where do you hit?
Mostly we've been doing the UK.
Okay.
We've been doing tours of the UK.
With people I would know from over there?
No, actually, my local guys. I take a trio over there, my guys from here.
Okay.
You know, but we're trying to get... We have somebody working on stuff, like, on the mainland, too, Germany and all that kind of stuff. So, I you know, I think I have a lot of stuff.
Do you know those guys
up.
Like the James Taylor Quartet and those organ groove soul things that are going on?
Oh,
there?
I mean, I know some guys.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
There's
particular
a nice
one.
Little scene still percolating
Definitely.
There.
There
you
is,
know, yeah, especially
yeah.
in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't what it was back maybe 10 years ago.
Sure,
because there was a whole soul jazz thing that was really really hot there for a while. Guys like Melvin Sparks. And
yeah,
all those guys
oh, totally. Yeah, Melvin
Ruben
Sparks,
Wilson, and,
yep.
and those guys were having a pretty regular time heading over there, and the response was like quite high.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I've made my own little scene over there.
That's
good.
That's what you got to do, right?
Even here, that's what I've done, you know. Yeah, you have to kind of seek it out.
Influences? I heard I mumbled out to you Matheny at the end of that song. I'm
a huge Matheny fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matheny. Mike Stern.
Okay. Stern I could take, and he's a little bit more difficult for me.
Is that right?
It's just a little bit more complex.
Well, he was the guy that got me from doing the rock thing into the jazz thing.
He made the bridge.
Yeah. But once I got into the jazz thing, then I was all about Pat Metheny.
Recent stuff of Metheny that you liked?
Oh, I everything he does,
everything?
I love.
Okay. I hear it's a new one coming, too.
He has some new Orchestrion.
It's a whole new project.
It's completely different, yeah.
Well, that guy's like a chameleon. I mean, he's changing consistently and constantly.
He does it all. And he does it all.
No question about that.
As a genius, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, seeing him live is always a delight.
When I see him live, I'm messed up for days. Like, I mean, you know, I'm like, why am I doing this?
Right? You know? Melvis Fox, we used to go out, and he would always say when Pat Martino would come to town, he says, can you take me out for a lesson? I need to go see Pat and get a lesson from Pat. It says, do you know him? What's flying around this room? My God. I guess it's similar to you with Pat, right?
Yeah.
Pat Metheny.
Yep.
But old school guys? I mean, you must
old school, yeah, sure. Wes Montgomery, Jim Hall, you know, of course, blues guys, too.
Well, I can feel that, yeah.
Yeah, blues, rock guys. I mean,
tell me you do some Jimmy on the shows, right?
Sure.
Jimi Hendrix? Yep.
Absolutely, yeah.
You may want to check this out, folks. I mean, again, it's bdlenz.com. Simple enough, LENZ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Eddie Ahlstrom's on here.
Eddie,
we know for years. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's played at some of the functions we used to do for the Blues and Jazz Society, and all around great player, good cat. And
definitely.
You know, really, really good player and a nice man. And his wife, you know his wife too?
I don't know her.
I remember her name now. But Marianne? I'm not sure. If she's listening, I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've seen him, but Ed's a great player. So that's the whole part of the Jersey scene, too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's been
a
staple here.
I've pretty much met or played with, 90% of the guys in the state, you know?
Okay. You know guys like Rob Paparosi?
Sure. I don't know him personally, but
he's a good guy.
Yeah, I know he's amazing.
Yeah, he's great, great
harmonica
player.
Yeah, I've heard
player.
Him play. Mm-hmm.
And he works with Eddie Palermo every so often, too, who's been here as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ed's a sharp guy, man.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, what he does with those charts with Zappa are just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. He's a great band leader. And he's working on a new record with Paparosi.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the horn charts for the music. And actually, they've performed this on and off over the years. The Electric Flag and Mike Bloomfield and Paul Butterfield. And they're going to make it into a big band record.
Oh, no kidding.
And I think they're going to use Jimmy Vivino.
Rob put out a record recently with Willie on it?
Will's not on that.
Oh, he's not
as far as I could be wrong.
I think he is.
He might be. If he is, he's only on one or two tracks.
Oh, okay.
Chuck Graney's on some of it. Purdy's on a fair amount of it. Phoebe Snow does a cameo in there.
Mm.
And that was a nice record.
Yeah. I know a lot of the dudes on there.
Okay, so. I bet Adam. I think Ed Ahlstrom's on there. I'm not sure.
Okay,
Matt King.
Yep.
Okay, but again, we're speaking to BD Lenz. The name of the new record is
"Hit It and Quit."
How'd you come up with that name?
Because the title track has this like vervy, funky James Brown kind of swagger to it.
It does.
So,
You a JB fan too?
I love James Brown, totally.
Any special era?
I have
a favorite part. Yeah.
I have this live one, and I don't know what era it's from. I don't know what year it is, but it's so good, you know.
Yeah,
Maceo and everybody.
Maceo.
It's killing.
Have you seen Maceo in recent years?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. I saw him
about. Does he still sound good?
Oh, he sounds fabulous.
Wow.
And energy.
Yeah, really?
I mean, these guys play on. And
good
the band is old school funk.
Yeah.
And they're tight.
Wow.
In the horn section. I mean, it's not Fred and Pee Wee, but these guys are no slouches, and they just get in the pocket, and they just groove.
That's their thing.
You know, I mean, he's in his mid to late 60s now, and you'd never know.
Good for him.
That he has. I got to talk to him, and I was really happy to talk with him backstage for a little bit. And you could see his energy is still just all still there. He's kind of wired. And
really?
Ow, how you doing? It's like, really.
I hope I still have that at that age.
You and me both. But yeah, go if you like that soul funk thing.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorites. And
cool.
I've seen him up in Montreal and stuff like that. What I like about his shows and it's I guess everybody, you know, can learn from these type of things, is the mix of people that come out to the shows. Mm-hmm. It's not just old youngsters. It's not just old timers like me. It's not
that stuff is timeless.
It's
though,
timeless.
You know?
It really is. Yeah. And they're the last of that generation.
Yeah,
who's up behind them? Maybe Soul Alive.
True, and I mean, Soul Alive doesn't even have that really
funk.
Raw funk
no,
that they did.
No, unless
Fred
and Pee Wee and Macy, like they did that one record on Blue Note.
Yeah,
it doesn't have that same mm-hmm. kind of groove. So, yeah, this could be the end of an era as far as that goes. I mean, there isn't a lot coming forward on that. And I talked to him about that. He was like, he says, "No, well, I have no intention of leaving anytime soon." I was like, unfortunately, we can't go on with this forever. But mm-hmm. who else do you enjoy to go see? Do you get out and see a lot of music?
No, I don't see anybody
anymore. You're out working.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a shame. And to be honest, when I'm not out playing, I just want to be home. You
do
know?
Your family?
Because I'm out so much. Yeah, I have a family.
Children?
You know, two kids.
Wow.
Two kids.
Must be interesting being a working musician with a family.
I'm sure.
And,
you
got to have a lovely wife.
Oh, she's a saint.
She has to be.
Yeah.
You know, because it ain't easy paying the bills and doing what you do. And
exactly.
And, you know, supporting the family.
No, I'm very grateful.
Do you teach?
Lucky. I do, yeah.
Yeah, that'll
mm-hmm.
help, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I'm always impressed. I say this over and over about musicians, because especially as the years go on, it seems to get harder and harder to do mm-hmm. things, that find a way to make their niche and pay their bills and
be
family people, be whatever it is that mm-hmm. They want to be
mm-hmm.
without complaining and moaning and nah. So, you know, you got to find your way.
You want it bad enough, you'll find a way to do it. You
good
know?
For you. Good for you. I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud for you that
Thanks,
way.
Man.
It's from especially, you know, some over the years and listening to some of these cats. I mean, just, you know, it's like, you know, you could do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like moaning and complaining.
You're absolutely right.
Ain't going to change it.
That's
you know,
right.
You
That's
know,
right.
I understand it's hard. I understand it's
a hustle.
But I see other guys doing it.
Mm hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and not want to put any quality or, you know, who does what best, but I see other guys making a living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whatever you got to do, you got to do.
Exactly.
If you really love the music, you're going to find a way to make it happen.
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's been great talking. You want to leave us with some last thoughts to the audience here and tell people more?
Yeah,
tell me a little bit more about the record, because we've talked about a lot of other nice stuff, but
uh-huh.
a little more about what went into making a record.
Sure. Well, actually, interestingly enough, it was originally conceived by my label as a record for the drummer, Joel Rosenblatt.
Okay.
I was called up, and my label boss said, "Hey, can you write some tunes for Joel?" And I had known of Joel Rosenblatt. He's like a world-famous drummer.
Sure.
And I was, you know, completely excited just to write for him. And I ended up writing a whole record, and Joel was like, "You know what, why don't you just make this your record and I'll play on it?" So
that's really sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of the stuff has this like real rhythmic stuff, like that last tune, because I wrote it with the drummer in mind. And that's how it developed. And, you know, like I said, I'm really, really proud of this album. It was done at, like, a beautiful studio. So, you know, the engineering was just top-notch. Yeah.
You making plans for the next one already?
Of course.
Ah!
I got like three. You know, I'm already thinking the next three.
The next three?
Yeah.
Do you think that far
well,
ahead? Do
yeah,
you
I mean, you know, I'm trying to put out a live one. I've been recording gigs. And I have another studio one written whenever, you know, the label says we're ready to go. So
okay, how do you find the industry these days? I mean, as far
well,
as it seems like you're making your way with six records through. That's pretty. Nice
I mean, I never knew it otherwise. It's the only industry I know. You know, I've heard older guys talk about how it used to be, and okay, you know, I wish it was that way. But like I said, this is all I know, and I'm finding my way, you know, in it now. You know, and there's there are other avenues that you have to like learn how to pursue. I mean, besides writing, and you know. I mean, I have other bands. I have like a cover band. I've learned to license my music out, make money
good,
from that.
Good,
you know,
good.
I mean, you have to.
No, you're a smart guy.
Explore everything. You know,
Charlie Hunter was in here. I don't mean to say anything bad, but he had a little bit of that chip on his shoulder.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, Charlie Hunter. Wow.
Yeah, I know. He lived through a time, I think, when before the collapse of the traditional industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that had a lot to do with it, and. Yeah,
I could see that. Yeah,
you
if
know,
you knew it how it used to be,
how
you know?
It used to be, and he was on Blue Note back when it was still thriving and all
mm-hmm.
that, and then the whole thing kind of collapsed, and now he's trying mm-hmm. to figure out. He's trying to make his. He's a family guy too. Nice man,
mm-hmm.
and a great
amazing
player,
yeah.
outstanding player. But he had some issues in trying to find his way and putting out albums. Have you thought about putting records by yourself?
I have my first two I did myself.
Good for you.
And if I have to go back to that, I will, you know.
But you prefer to do it with a label.
Sure, I mean, it's nice to have that financial backing.
For sure.
But,
especially,
you know,
when you get a band like this.
Totally.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm always going to do this, and if I have to do it myself, then that's what I'm going to do, you know.
Sweet. What was it like working with Will?
Amazing.
Will
He's
Lee?
The funniest, coolest everybody, guy
I've
in the
never
world.
Never had a, I had a brief encounter with him, and it wasn't like mm-hmm. enough to get a grasp, but everybody who talks about him says he's a great guy, Will.
Yeah,
Lee.
I had no idea what to expect, you know, walking into a studio.
Sure.
And he's, I mean, we didn't rehearse or anything. It's just we show up to a studio, and we're going to bang out this record. And he was so funny and so cool and so genuinely nice, you know, which I appreciate.
You know who told me a lot of good stories about him was Hiram Bullock.
Oh, I bet.
Hiram
I
and him
bet.
Were good friends, and he said, you know, he would always tell me, you know, back in the old days, school mm-hmm. days, and even the gigs they used to do at, like, Manny's Car Wash and all that.
Well, they were,
stuff.
It's funny because in the studio they were talking about Hiram. This is actually right before Hiram died, but, you know, I heard funny stories about him, too.
He was a character.
Yeah.
He used to come here. He used to come here and play, like, a solo acoustic thing. He
wow.
used to really enjoy to do that. And I got these saved. I mean, and some of them are very precious. But, boy, you talk
he
about it.
He played one of my favorite guitar solos of all time, the Sting's version of Little Wing.
Yeah,
that solo is ridiculous.
That's the only track he does on that record.
Yeah, yep.
Okay,
but
and
it's so beautiful.
And I forget, somebody told me how he got that gig, and so he got the recommendation, and then Sting didn't know who he was, and mm-hmm. boom, he was in there, and everybody was like just blown away.
Yeah,
it's a little too short though, right?
Yeah,
I'd like to see a little extension on that.
Yeah,
Hiram was amazing.
Yeah, he was.
Just
absolutely.
Amazing.
Yep. I used to play at the 55 bar.
Yeah, sure.
And I remember he'd stop in every once in a while. I mean, I never, like, talked to him or anything.
Yeah, he was a good cat. He was easy to converse with. And he was a very bright man, too. On
oh, is that
everything.
Right?
Yeah. He had a, we talk about the music business, and we'll let you go. His attitude was that, you know, because he's a little bit more on the older side of it, he was in his mid, around his mid-50s. And was that, you know, he says, I just feel fortunate that I'm out there playing a real instrument.
Yeah.
With a real band that plays real instruments.
Yeah.
That gets to travel the world. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And he says, you know, we just have to get hip to the fact that the music business, you know, we ain't as important as we used to be. That was the line.
Oh, okay.
He says, you know, we got a lot more now
mm-hmm.
to go against us because there's just so much competition of, you know, downloads and
sure.
being able to do so much on your computer and DVDs and all this stuff to go against. You just have to put it in the right perspective and you'll be fine.
That's true. And but you know what, you know,
bright guy.
People will always want to see musicians play, bottom line.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Especially great musicians.
That's for sure.
I mean, that's never going to go away.
No.
You know?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Sometimes I worry.
Really?
Sometimes I worry, you know, what bothers me, and you're in a different generation being behind me in years, but I mean, yeah, sometimes just, you know, you like to see more youthful faces in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to what I grew up with, right? So
mm-hmm.
I'm catching an older view. But I would, you know, certain things I would like, you know, I gave the example of Maceo, but there are others I would think would bring out a little bit more of a youthful crowd, and I get a little concerned about that.
Mm.
But you're not seeing that.
I don't think so. I don't think that's ever going to go away.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you. BD Lens, it's been a pleasure, man.
Thank you, man.
Do you have any last thoughts? And I'm going to let you play the DJs before we head out. Any last things you'd like to say to the listeners out there?
Just come check us out. We're all over Jersey, New York. You know, come see us play.
BDLens.com.
That's right, BDLens.com.
To get all your details there.
Yep.
And support live music because it's really important. Buy CDs from the stage. That's also important to help these guys pay the bills, especially family men like BD. What does BD stand for?
Bernard Davidson. It's
Bernard
my first
Davidson.
And middle name, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go. Now we know, but we'll just use BD. And if you, courtesy of the label and BD, we've got some CDs to give away. If you want to win a copy of this really cool record with Will Lee and Joel Rosenblatt, Nick Rolfe, and, of course, BD Lens, give us a holler at 201-692-2012. The phones are nicely lit up. What are we going out with?
Track number one, written for my hometown, Hackettstown. Well, I wasn't born there, but that's where I live now.
Okay.
Hackettstown.
H-Town.
H-Town, yep.
BD, it's been a pleasure. Have fun talking
Thank
with you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
Anytime
it.
Anytime you come back, you want to come back here and play?
Look I would
it
out. Love to.
Yeah, we got a studio down here, but we'll do something.
Let's do it. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Man. Just stay in touch.
All right.
Yo.